Good evening, church. This is Chad for our midweek connection. I hope that this is finding you all doing well. I hope that everybody is healthy and able to get maybe some extra things done around the house that the time wouldn't have otherwise given you. And I just want to say as a reminder that we do have the communion cups. So if you would like me to bring you communion cups to your house so you have them, I'll just put them in your mailbox or on your front porch. I just need you to email me at chad@cosep.org, Chad, C-H-A-D, at cosep, C-O-C-E-P.org, and I will bring them out to you, and that way you have them available to you for Sunday's message. I hope that we're able to meet back soon, but as of right now, it doesn't really look like that's going to happen, so I hope that you continue to listen to these and that you are continuing to be inspired by these. Before we get started this evening, let's just start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you so much. We thank you for this time, and we thank you for the opportunity to come before you for this midweek connection. We ask that you sit with us. Help us to hear the message that you have for us. We ask that you help this coronavirus to be extinguished according to your will. We ask that you keep all of our church congregation and our community and all the people safe. We just ask now that as we go into this time that somebody comes to mind that we're talking about, and just help us to find a way with you just to make things right. We love you so much, and we thank you for everything that you do for us. We love you, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And as always, before we get started with the Midweek Connection, there is a song to video, a link for video one. So if you go ahead and pause me right now, click on video one, listen to that song, and then unpause me, and we'll continue with the Midweek Connection. So I want to start off today by asking a question. How long do you plan to allow the people that hurt you in the past to influence your future? How can we ensure that next time won't be like the last time? Now, I know that there are many factors that we can put that blame on, and at times we even lie to ourselves so we can try to move forward. But the truth is, if we don't own our part of the issue, we will smuggle that part of the issue into our future. And likewise, if we don't deal with the other part of this equation, the other stuff that is to blame that is not our own, enables other people who hurt you to smuggle their issues into your future. So if we don't deal with what we did, we smuggle our bad habits and issues into our future. But also, if we don't deal with the other people the right way, we actually allow the people that hurt us, deceived us, lied to us, fired us unnecessarily, we allow the people that we hoped we would never see again to actually influence our future. And who wants to do that? Who would want to allow the people that hurt them the most to have any say or influence in their future? And for some of us, this is why we feel that our life is on a constant repeat. We see the same issues come up over and over again. Relationship issues, financial issues, legal issues, repetitive behaviors from one child to the next. And I think we can all agree that none of us want the people that created chaos in our lives to have influence on our future. And the only way to make sure that next time isn't like last time is to find a proper way to deal with those feelings and emotions and those people that have hurt us in the most in here and now. So let me ask another question. How far into your future do you intend to carry the angst, the worry, the hurt, the fear, the anxiety created in your past? And I'm sure the simple answer for most of us is that I don't intend on carrying any of it into my future. Well, then we're going to have to do something. And maybe that's a bad question. Let me ask it a different way. How long do you plan to allow people who mistreated you to influence you? You know, maybe you read that and heard that and said, I don't really plan any of it. I know, and that's why these are important questions. We don't intend to, we don't plan to, yet we do. And what comes out of that is a life where we just survive instead of thrive. We have bad attitudes, and we all have these fears and anxieties, and we don't trust people, and we're angry, and we have a short fuse, and people around us have to walk on eggshells just to have a conversation with us. It's in all of this that we have allowed the people that have hurt us the most to follow us into our future. They've smuggled their way in. They've camouflaged themselves into the stories that we just love to tell, and they continue to drive our emotions. That's why these are good questions. Hard questions, but good questions. I have people that come into my office and counseling on a daily basis that are struggling with this very thing. Years of internal torture and torment. And as we talk and work on things, there's this constant tug of war that goes on as they continue to hold on to the bad things and not find peace and move forward. Eventually, we get to a place that a change actually happens. They begin to not feel so heavy about the bad things. They begin to alter their way of thinking and change their perspective on past hurts. And I can say that in 100% of the cases, when their perspective and behavior begins to make a change, that they all say the same thing when I ask them where their beginning was for their change. They all say, I decided. See, they made that choice on their own. They made up their mind that they were not going to carry that bitterness, that anger, that anxiety about those situations anymore. They decided that their past will remind them, but not define them. See, they decided somewhere along the way that as bad as their situation was, as bad as their pain is, somehow they found the power inside them to decide that they will not be defined by it. And trust me when I tell you this, I have heard some stories where I have been like, wow, you know what? You get a pass. You get to stay angry. You get to be disgusted with the world. It's okay that you don't forgive. You get a pass. And even with stories like that, there is still a moment in each of them that they decided to allow the past to remind them, but not define them. So we need to learn how to release the past so the past can release us. Let the past inform us, but not control us. Now, this is done through a process, sometimes a long process, but the process is called forgiveness. See, forgiveness allows us to leverage the lessons of the past without lugging around the luggage of the past. And here's a cool thing. In the New Testament, there's a letter that Apostle Paul wrote to Christians in Ephesus, which he read in the book of Ephesians, we read in the book of Ephesians. See, Paul hated Christians, but then he became one. Then he started little churches around parts of the world called Europe and Turkey and around the Mediterranean Rim. And then he would write these churches letters, and his insights were extraordinary. And he has an insight into forgiveness that is so good. So here's what Paul says about this whole issue of forgiveness, about making sure that your past doesn't chase you around, this whole issue of how to ensure that next time will be better than last time. If you want to get your Bibles and open them up, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4. That's Ephesians chapter 4. Using the NIV text, Paul tells us, "In your anger, do not sin." And in the Greek text, it actually reads as two imperatives. So it says, be angry and do not sin, which means that we are allowed to be angry. And that's good news for some of us. You see, Paul admits that there is an appropriate place for anger. And what is one thing that causes anger for most of us? When people hurt us. But there is a way to be angry and not to sin, which might have us wondering what he's talking about. And then he makes this statement, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. Now, this can be taken literally if we want, you know, but I think a lot of us know that there's some anger that is just too big to deal with by a sunset. There's anger that is too big to deal with inside of two sunsets. But see, Paul's point is this, how many sunsets are going to go by for you to move towards forgiveness? How long will you allow others to control you? See, Paul's point is you have a decision to make. It doesn't matter how many sunsets necessarily. It matters that you take the control and you make the decision. That's why he says, do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give or grant or gift the devil a foothold. See, this word foothold, it figuratively means an opportunity. But literally, it means a staging ground. He says, don't let the devil move into your life and set up shop. Don't give him an office. Don't give him a space. Because if we don't deal with our anger, if we don't deal with our emotions, the devil will continue to torment us with things from our past. The best way to understand what Paul's saying, and this is where this gets so personal, is to take out the word devil and put in the name of the person or persons who have hurt you. So let's go read that again. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give blank a foothold in your life. So let's read Ephesians 4, 26 and 27 again, and this time fill in the blank. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give blank a foothold in your life. See, Paul was so insightful 2,000 years ago to know this. If we don't deal with our anger, it doesn't matter what kind of future we hope to have. If we don't deal with our fears and anxieties because of our past, it doesn't matter what our plans and our hopes are and our dreams are. If we don't deal with this, we are giving the people that have hurt us, betrayed us, deceived us, we have given them a permanent place in our life and a permanent place in our future. That's why he phrases it, don't let the sun go down. He's saying, do something about it as quick as possible. Do something about it now. Don't think it will just go away. Decide. Say that my past may inform me, but it does not conform me. It may inform me, but it does not control me. It may help me to make better decisions in my future, but it does not dictate my future. See, there is a place for anger, but we have to learn to keep anger in its place. Now, Paul goes on a few verses later, and he brings us to our phrase. He says, get rid of or let go of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. See, this word forgiving here, it basically means to pardon. And what is a pardon? It is not saying that the person is not guilty. It's actually saying the opposite. It's saying that this person is guilty of what they have done, but we are not going to hold them accountable for it any longer. And I know that some of us are thinking right now that the people that have hurt you in the past, they don't deserve to be pardoned. And you know what? They may not deserve it. But the only way to break the chain that has been done to us in our past, the only way is to pardon. And I understand, and I probably agree with you, that they don't deserve it. But listen to me. God thinks that you deserve it. God, who loves us, thinks our future family and our future relationships, thinks we deserve it. The people that love us and care about us think we deserve it. And the best thing that we can do for us, not the people that hurt us, but for us, is to decide that I pardon you. I'm not holding you accountable anymore. You are free to go. You are not following me into my future. And Paul tells us in the end of verse 32 why this is so important, especially as Christians, why this is so important. He says, just as in Christ, God forgave you. See, this has nothing to do with who deserves what. Paul says this has everything to do with modeling ourselves after our Heavenly Father. Think about all the sins that we've committed in our lives. Think about how much we've hurt God, and Paul tells us that we have been forgiven. We have been pardoned. God does not factor our sin into his relationship with us. He freed himself from the burden of looking at us through the filter of our sin by choosing to pardon us. Another way of saying this is our future relationship with God isn't shadowed by our past sin. He disconnected our past sin from his future relationship with us. And Paul tells us we have the same opportunity if we decide to. We can decide to uncouple what has been done to us in the past from our future through the very same exercise of forgiveness. And to add on to what Paul says, I think it's important that we go first so we can go on. Don't wait for them. If we sit around and wait for them to come to us, we will continue to sit in the miry mess that this has already created in our life. So as we all seemingly have more time to sit around and think about things, I would encourage you to take this time to tackle this difficult task. Who is that person that you put in the blank earlier? And think about how much time has already been lost. Even if it's only one sunset, it's too long. So I would encourage you to find a way with our Lord and Savior to find a victory in that relationship. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you so much. We know that people hurt us. Our horizontal relationships, they hurt us at times. And sometimes they do it because they may be trying to relieve themselves from their own pain. Maybe they're just doing it because we did something that made them angry and they wanted us to be equal with their anger. Father, whatever the reason, help us to realize that none of that matters. It's done. It's over with. It's in our past. Just as you sent your son to die on the cross one time in the past for forgiveness of all time. Help us to remember that, Father, because that's hard for us. And we just ask now that you come into our heads, come into our hearts, and just bring those people to mind and bring us a solution in our mind and give us the bravery, give us the courage to be first. Too much time has already passed. And we just want to try to make things right and live as close to the way that Christ lived. Lord, we love you so much. We thank you. Man, do we thank you for everything. And we just ask all these things in Jesus' precious heavenly name. Amen. To close our midweek connection, click on video link 2. I hope you guys have a blessed week, and I look forward to listening to your stories throughout the week as you guys send them in. Be healthy. Be safe. And I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening. We're not currently meeting together because of the coronavirus outbreak. So be sure to subscribe to our podcast to get all of our online services and daily devotions delivered right to your phone. You can find us in iTunes and Google Podcasts or listen online at www.cocep.org. Have a great week.